On today's show, VW's competitors are taking advantage of its scandal. Make no mistake, VW's cheating did cause casualties. And Toyota shows off its latest autonomous car developments. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for October 6th of 2015. As if Volkswagen didn't have enough problems on its own, now some of its competitors are piling on. Reports out of Italy say Fiat Chrysler is offering 500 euro rebates on the Fiat Panda if you trade in a Volkswagen. You get a 1500 euro rebate for a Jeep Grand Cherokee, while Ford is reportedly offering Volkswagen owners a 750 euro rebate on all its cars sold in Italy. Later in the show, John points out that Volkswagen scam actually caused casualties. And it's not just Fiat Chrysler and Ford that are cashing in on the Volkswagen scandal. With Halloween right around the corner, the internet is ablaze with all kinds of costumes that tie into the VW diesel scandal. The website HalloweenCostumes.com is offering your very own walking, talking VW scandal costume. Complete with a polluting car, an extra fuel can to pollute more, and a gas mask to protect yourself from the fumes. And have no fear, there's no worry of a recall with this baby. Just look for the blog section of the website, because their search engine will not locate this costume. Toyota used to say it would not make autonomous cars. And coming up next, we'll show you its latest autonomous car.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Advancements in autonomous technology keep moving forward. Yesterday, we showed you a new interface from Volvo for self-driving cars, and now Toyota is updating its progress with the technology. The company is testing a modified Lexus GS that it's calling Highway Teammate, which you can drive autonomously on, you guessed it, the highway. The vehicle is capable of changing lanes and merging on and off the freeway by itself. Toyota says it's aiming to launch products related to Highway Teammate by the end of the decade. The company didn't elaborate what that meant, but it sounds like they are hedging a bit compared to other automakers that are predicting they'll have fully autonomous cars by the end of the decade. FCA changed some of its North American management structure. Mike Manley, who is running the Jeep brand worldwide, was also named the head of the Ram brand. Reed Bigland, who is currently responsible for all NAFTA sales and Alfa Romeo, is also going to run all fleet operations in NAFTA. And Tim Kaniskis, who previously was the head of Fiat, Dodge, and SRT, is now in charge of all passenger cars sold in the NAFTA region and was also named to the GEC, or Group Executive Council, which is comprised of the most senior executives in the company. Both Manley and Bigland are already members of the GEC. Coming up next, John has another take on the VW cheating scandal.
The blogosphere is ablaze with people saying the Volkswagen scandal is nowhere near as bad as GM's ignition switch defect because the GM defect killed people. But make no mistake, the VW scandal did cause casualties. Emission regulations were enacted in the first place because we know that pollution causes health problems. Nitrogen oxides, the very pollution that VW cheated on, causes emphysema. It causes asthma, COPD, and a host of other respiratory ailments that can lead to premature deaths. GM's ignition switch defect led to 124 fatalities, but an analysis by the New York Times shows that VW's extra pollution probably caused the premature deaths of somewhere between 40 and 106 people. Now, you can argue with the Times methodology, but you cannot argue with their premise. VW's higher level of NOx pollution did indeed inflict casualties. Toyota just updated the Tacoma, and that's why we invited the chief engineer of that pickup, Mike Swears, back to Autoline After Hours. In the following clip, he talks about how his desire for a specific styling theme led to a misunderstanding in the boardroom. You could say it was lost in translation.
The initial styling was done in Newport Beach. Mm-hmm. That's our Kelty Design Studio, Van Studio. Our production studio's in Ann Arbor, where our engineering offices are.
Did it change that much from California
no,
to Ann Arbor?
No, actually it didn't. And that, you know, that's...
Because usually the designers that come up with something beautiful, and then the engineers and the manufacturing people get a hold of it, and it's a box.
It's well, you know, we always joke about that. You open a magazine, you say, well, this is initial sketches, and then you see the product, and you go, well, if I squint really hard and look, hold my arms out, it kind of looks like it. No, actually, the initial styling, with the exception of maybe the tire profile, is really close to what Newport Beach came up with. And it was a good story in itself of teamwork, because I pulled the group together, our production engineering, our stamping guys, and I said, you know, this is a really cool truck. This is a theme. I went to Kevin Hunter, who's the president of Kelty, and I said, when we started it, I said, Kevin, you know, I need a truck like that 1984 Back to the Future truck. I want that truck that everybody aspires to own. And he says, well, I understand that, but what's your theme behind the truck? And I said, well, give me a badass truck. I really want a badass truck. And it's kind of a funny story behind the badass, because I have to go to the board of directors and ask for money. And I give my business case and what I'm going to do and the tooling I'll need and what we're changing in the plant. And then I always give these key words, and I gave them, well, badass. And you think after 25 years, I'd know better. And right away, all the board guys are pulling out their translation. I'm like, bad asshole. You know, you can imagine what the direct translation was. It was not one of my brighter moments.
Mike shares a lot of great insight into the development of that new Tacoma. So you can check out that entire show right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. And please join us again tomorrow.